The pasuk teaches us, "Umosh layada kikarn or panav." Moshe Rabbeinu came to a level kikarn or panav. His face was shining. The morale explains what does this mean kikarn or panav, that his face was shining. He says that there are three parts that make up a human being. There's his body, there's his neshama, and there's his seichel, his mind. Each one of them has the opportunity to grow and be great. When somebody has, Baruch Hashem, he's blessed with gashmius, when he has what to eat and he has what to live on, that is one level of bracha. When somebody has the schus, has the privilege of having a neshama that infuses him and infuses his life with ruchnius, so then his, again, a special bracha. But he says that that type of a situation can happen to an animal as well. An animal also has a guf, an animal also has a body, and an animal, he says, also has a neshama. It may be a different type of a neshama than a human being, but he has a neshama. And therefore, a human being has that neshama and guf, and the animal has neshama and a guf. That's why he says an animal has two horns. One horn is to represent his neshama, and one horn is to represent his guf. He said, but what makes the human being different and special is that we, as we said, also have a seichel. The seichel, the intellect, to know what's right and what's wrong and to live life the way one is supposed to live life and not live the way he's not supposed to live, that is really what differentiates and makes the person special. Or Moshe Layada, what made Moshe Rabbeinu great? Kikarn or Ponov, his face, the face which is so much more than just what, than just a Karen. A Karen, says the morale, a behema, an animal, has a Karen as well. But what makes the person special is Ponov, his face. A person who is able to come to a level that his seichel is what drives him, and his seichel brings him to the right place, that is the individual that Moshe Rabbeinu is described as, kikarn or panav. That he is, shines, his face shines, he's different, he's better, he lives life in a much more positive way. Chazal teaches Masechta Brachos, daf nun hei omer aleph, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, ena kadosh baruch hu noseh chachma, hakadosh baruch hu does not give chachma, el mi sheyesh bei chachma. Only to somebody who already has chachma. Who has the seichel that the morale describes? Somebody who already has it. As the pasuk says, ubelev, a pasuk in our weeks, in this week's parasha, ubelev kol chacham lev, nosati chachma. So Rabbi Aaron from Belz says that my father, Rabbi Yisachar Dov from Belz, was a very wise man. And he was an individual who certainly could be described as Yov Chachamta L'Chakimin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Chachma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives intellect to smart people. So he says he once asked his father that if you clearly are a Chacham, a wise man, obviously you must have had Chachma prior to that, as the Gemara just said, and the Pasuk says, Ubelev Kol Chacham Lev Nosati Chachma. So he asked him, from where did you get the first Chachma, that you were able to build on that chachma and expand on that chachma? So he says, it comes from what the pasuk says in Tehillim, Reishis chachma yiras Hashem. If a person wants to attain the level of being a chacham, if a person wants to attain the level of being kikarn or panav, as the morale explains, that his face shines because he is a chacham, the way to begin that journey is with Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, to recognize that if we have Yiras Shemayim, we will be able to attain that level. But how do we get there? So I saw the Ramesh Feinstein's Zatzal explains, The pasuk at the beginning of the parasha says, "Rei karasi b'shem Betzal ben Uri ben Chur." HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "I've called out Betzal ben Uri ben Chur." V'malo yisei ruach elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I have filled him with the ruach elokim. And again, but the chachma beduna betfuna bedas, the chachma that we are speaking about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Betzalel is such an individual who has the Chochma, Tfuna, and Das. Says Ramosha, you know what the Pasuk is teaching us? The Pasuk is teaching us that we have to recognize that each one of us has the ability and has the potential of a Chochma, to have that Chochma, Tfuna, and Das. But what we need to do is recognize, Re'ei Karasi, to come to recognition that you have that Chachma, you have the potential of that Chachma, and if you have the potential of that Chachma, take advantage of that potential, and that is the way that your Chachma will develop. And he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, Ve'yei Bracha, you, every person, he explains, has the same declaration that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to Avraham Avinu, Ve'yei Bracha, you have the ability to become Bracha in the world. You just have to do what you have to do. And if you put yourself on that right path, then you will be Ve'yei Bracha, you will be Zoicha to Bracha. Rav Zeidel Epstein says that when he came to Yisrael the first time, he was in Haifa, and he met the Ger Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael, and he went over to the Beis Yisrael and asked the Rebbe for a bracha, the Ger Rebbe. And the Rebbe didn't answer him. So he asked again. So the Rebbe told him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us bracha and opportunities and chachma all of the time. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting and expecting from us is to grab that bracha, to take the talents and the bracha and the seichel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, and then use them as HaKadosh Baruch Hu to use them properly. So the biggest bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give us, and the biggest bracha that I could give you, is Ve'heyei Bracha. Take those talents, recognize those talents, and use them for Avodas Hashem, and that will be the greatest bracha. And that is how Moshe Rabbeinu became Karn Arponov.